Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. We're going to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have just a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and we're going to go right into the Word of God and prayer. We're going to have a song first.
Thank you.
Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may constitutionally resort. Thou hast given commandments to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hands of the wicked, out of the hands of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with the praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God have forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. I have just read you the first 12 verses in Psalm 71. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, come tonight, God, just giving you all the praise and giving you all the glory, magnifying your holy name tonight, God. Father, we come just lifting your name up. We come, Lord, just bowing down before you, just thanking you and giving you praise on tonight. Lord, we come first of all asking you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If anything in there that should not be, Lord, remove it right now. We ask you tonight to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. We come, Lord, asking you to open up our minds tonight, open up our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord, to just bind the strong man, bind every demonic force that try to attack us in any kind of way. We bind up every witch, every warlock, every wizard right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless their family, Lord. Bless their children. Bless their homes. And then bless their businesses, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just give you praise and glory. Now I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us, Lord. Minister to your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know nothing of myself, but only by the Holy Spirit, only by Christ, that I know anything. So, Father, I ask you these things, and I give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 So we're going to, I just thank God tonight. I thank God and I reverence him. I give him honor. I just give reverence to Apostle Deans and his absence and to everyone in their respective places. We just thank God tonight for another opportunity to just study the word of God. We're going to be talking about our dreams and visions on tonight. We were doing the numbers on Tuesday night, and we're going to finish that out. And then we're going to go further in numbers, but we're going to finish the last part of numbers out, and then we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to go into prayer tonight. This is our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour as well. So we stopped at the number 9, and we got down to where the scripture says, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doeth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? Likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. It's easy to see that 99 refers to God's harvest. It's easy to see that. Because you always want to go. I don't care. You never give up on anyone. Never give up on anyone. God wants us to go right after that one soul. He don't want to lose not one person. So he say, leave the 99. He already got that harvest. Go out there and get the one that fell by the wayside and get that soul. So we have really now covered the basics. One is beginning. One is the beginning, the number one. Number two is divide and judge. 3 is conform. 4 is, these are the meanings of the numbers. 4 is rule or reign over a subject. 5 is service or work. 6 is image. 7 is complete. 8 is to put off. 9 is fruit or harvest. When Moses gave the law to the Israelites, he advised them to be circumspect, that is, to look around.
Apostle, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again, Apostle?
The one where, about the numbers?
Yeah, the meaning of the numbers.
Okay, number one is the beginning. The number two is divide or judge. The number 3 is conform. The number 4 is rule or reign over a subject. The number 5 is serve or work. The number 6 is image. The number 7 is complete. The number 8 is put off. And the number 9 is fruit or harvest. Fruit or harvest. And if anyone want to know, you know, how we come up with that, just let me know. When interpreting dreams, we should.
I'd like to hear that.
You like to hear what?
Where they come from, like, okay, 6 is image. What is 8? Put off.
Okay, number 8 is put off. And it's like when the babies, the little boys was born, they had to be circumcised, and they cut the foreskin.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just Genesis 17:12 reveals the correct meaning for 8 better than any other verse in the Bible. Now, I always thought it was number 8 was a new beginning. I always thought that, but
yeah,
God tells Abraham. God tells Abraham, he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Paul explains the meaning of circumcision, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. And that's in Colossians 2:11. In other words, the symbolic meaning for circumcision and the meaning of the number 8 are the same. On the 8th day, we are to put off our old man, our old self. Therefore, we see that the in reference here is to put off. Now, it's commonly believed that 8 means new beginning. Number 8 means new beginning. And indeed, when we put off our old self, we are born again and we start anew. But the correct root meaning for this number is put off, for the number 8. And therefore, the implied meaning, new beginning, won't always properly fit, but you can use put off as well for the number 8. And when circumcising a baby on this 8th day, one can hardly say that the baby is having a new beginning, but the covering of his flesh is certainly being put off, just as God commanded. And when we study the teens, when we see even more clearly why understanding root meanings versus implied meaning is so important, because when you're trying to interpret a dream or a vision, or you're trying to help somebody with it, you got to know the root part of the word. You gotta understand what you're saying, just like the circumcision, when you have to cut that foreskin on a baby and take it off. But I always thought number 8 was a new beginning, so sometimes you can use it here, and if it don't fit, you use the other one. Sometimes it's a new beginning. Well, it's still the same thing, because when you circumcise, you're taking off that old skin, and then you're conforming. You're taking off that old man, putting on a new man, putting on the new person. So it's the same thing. It's a new beginning. Taking off the old, putting on the new. It's a new beginning. And so yes, we're gonna. It's still we still have numbers to go over. We're not done, but it's a way I'm trying to get this so you all will understand more of this. Because when you dream and you have visions, you really want to know what it means. You dream of numbers a lot. Everybody have dreamed of numbers before. You know somebody, and whatever, say, well, I'm going to play that or whatever, whoever. No, I'm not, but I'm saying. But you have a number, you tell somebody, girl, I dreamed of 492. Then you know what the number 4 means. You know what the number 9 means, and you know what the number 2 means. You need to know these things so you can interpret the dream. Don't sit up and say what you think it might mean. You don't want to do that. But if you know what the number 2 means, like I just said, you know, or you, the number 2 means divide or judge. The number 3 means conform. The number 4 is rule or reign over a subject. The number 5 means service or work. The number 6 means image. 7 means complete. 8 means to put off, and 9 mean fruit or harvest. So we, when we dream of these numbers, you know, number 1 means beginning. So when we dream of numbers, any number you dream, you can go back to this and say, this is what this means. And so and you can situation or whoever you're trying to help or help them interpret their dreams, it'll help them. But you want to do it the right way. You want to do it the right way. Now, I'm looking at the multiply multiples in dreams. And you know, this get kind of deep. So I want you all to really listen and understand. You know, and if you don't understand, just let me know, because this trying to carry you, take you somewhere. It's trying to take you somewhere.
And what's the number 10, Apostle?
We haven't got there yet. We finna get there in a few minutes. Okay, give me a few minutes.
Oh, okay, I thought I missed it. Okay.
Okay. Mm-mm. We're talking about multiply multiples. Multiple in the valley of decision. That's supposed to be multitudes in the valley of decisions, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. That's in Joel chapter 3, verse 14. But it's closed anyway. After all, there are a multitude of decisions to make when God starts using numbers in dreams. In fact, we're now getting into the really interesting and deep stuff. I know that. It's really deep when you get into numbers like that. It's getting really interesting and deep. Numbers like 10, 20, 30, or even 100 and thousands. And I have a number book to my collection in my little library. I have a big book of numbers. And I'm going to get that too and start looking in there. And when God put dollar signs in front of them, they get even more interesting. Have you ever dreamed that you won a sweepstake? It'll get your attention, that's for sure. We'll discuss just such a dream towards that at the end. You know, we'll talk about that. But just as we studied the base numbers individually, we also need to examine the numbers that contain multiple digits, one at a time. Okay. And Jesus taught that His kingdom was a lot like growing a garden. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and arise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how, for the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that, the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, and I think I read this last week for you, immediately he puts it in the sickle, but the harvest has come. That's in Mark chapter 4, verse 26 through 29. One is like a seed. When we start our garden with a seed, and through the growth process, we obtain the harvest. There are 9 number steps from planting to harvest. 9 steps. Count them as I name them off. A seed is singular and of utmost importance. Our garden begins when the seed is planted in a fertile soil. The seed then divides. So our gardens begin. That's the beginning, number 1. The seed then divides, number step, and sends a root downward and a shoot upward. a leaf breaks through the surface and conforms, number three, itself in every way to its parent plant. It struggles to survive and conquer drought, heat, insects, and if it prevails, it goes to work. Number five is work. Producing blooms, buds, and et cetera, to form other seeds to replicate itself. After the fruit or seeds form, it is completely ripened. Replicate is number six. Completed seven. And finally, the husk and shells are peeled off, and the fruit is harvested. Once harvested, the fruit is appraised for its quality, and weighed or measured for its quantity. The number 10 is weight in the balance. Praising and weighing the fruit is the 10th step, and it corresponds to the number 10. 10 means to weigh or measure for the specific purpose of accepting or rejecting that which is weighed. During this process, most Christians simply say that they are being tried. We always say that I'm being tried or tested, however you want to say, but you're being weighed and measured or accepting or rejected. In this letter to the church of Smyrna, none admonish. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulations 10 days. But thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. That's Revelation 2, chapter 2, verse 10. So we see that dreaming of getting off an elevator on the 10th floor may be warning that we are about to enter into a trial. Can you see that? I'm going to repeat that. Dreaming that you're getting off the elevator on the 10th floor may be a warning that we are about to enter into a trial. Because 10 means weight or measure, seen or rejected. When we go through that, it's like we being tried or tested. So we see that dreaming of getting off that elevator on that 10th floor may be a warning of you entering into a trial or a test. Like we said in the first chapter, when we dream of taking an elevator ride, getting off on the 9th floor is fine, but we really don't want to get off on the 10th floor. If we dream that we need to start praying, yeah, we need to start praying. On the other hand, if we dream of getting off on the 9th floor in our local courthouse, and the 9th floor happens to be where the judge office is, the 9 simply means 9. And the message of the dream is written on the office door, 9. So the opposite interpretation. Now that brings up another interesting point. Does everybody understand what I just said? Because I might be moving too fast because I've been studying and reading this stuff, and I don't want to take you all too fast. Don't want to take you too fast when you're dreaming, when you're trying to interpretate and help somebody with a vision they had or a dream. You can just be sitting up daydreaming and God will give you something. You know, you can hear the Spirit of the Lord speak and don't understand it. You have to know from the basic stuff, and that will even help you in the prophetic. it'll even help you in the prophetic, because you can help somebody when you prophesy to someone and God shows you a number. You just see a six, or you just see a 10, and you say, I see the number one. Do that mean anything to you? But once you get the one, you hear, you'll know it's the beginning. Number two, you're going to divide and judge. You know, so that helps you in the prophetic as well as interpreting dreams and visions. Do we understand? Do anyone have any comments or questions before we go on? Okay. The opposite interpretation. Now, that brings up another interesting point. If one is tried and passes the test, the outcome is good. But what if one fails? If either quality or quantity is lacking in the person who is being weighed or measured, the results would be disappointing. When we interpreting symbols, it's important to recognize this concept. Almost every symbol can be interpreted two different ways, either negatively or positively. It's possible for each ordinary symbol to have a dual meaning. However, numbers are unique. We know that. For instance, how can beginning be positive or negative? Positive and negative are opposite. The opposite of beginning is ending. Ending up in heaven is not a negative. As we continue our study, we'll see that God has provided opposites for the base number in a very special way. In fact, they're not always opposites. Sometimes they're actually results. Now, we have 2 times 10. When we take a base number, 1 through 9 is the base number. Those are basic. And multiply it by 10, when we are weighing or measuring it to determine whether to accept or reject it. For example, 2 times 10 equals 20. 20 means to divide or judge something, and in the process determine whether to accept or reject it. When God numbered Israel, he counted only those who were 20 years old and upward. That's in Numbers chapter 1, verse 3. Unless God accepts you when he judges you, he will not count you as his own. It's not difficult to see that 20 can mean holy, separated unto God and accepted by him. Or it can mean unholy, weighed in the balance and found wanting. As always, the surrounding context within the dream determines whether the interpretation is positive or negative. And, you know, when John saw 4 and 20 elders seated around God's throne, and round about the throne were 4 and 20 seats. And upon the seats I saw 4 and 20 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Seats indicate positions and authority, and crowns reference to recognized authority. And that's awesome. It makes so much sense to me. It makes so much sense to me because one night, I was just scrolling through Facebook, and this girl was on there prophesying, and she didn't have a lot of people on there, maybe about three. So I got on there. I be trying to support people. And she started telling me, she said, she started calling my name, Deborah, Deborah. And then she said, you got your crown. You wearing a crown right now. God is giving you your crown. And crown mean authority. God is giving me my authority. She said, you're royal. You're royal to God. He's crowned you already. So it means authority. He's given me authority, and I know he has given me power and authority. So said it helps you even in the prophetic, because a lot of times you don't know what the stuff means. You just you hear what the Holy Spirit tells you, and then you say, well, I wonder what that means. And you'll tell the person, well, I hear the Lord say this, or I hear the Holy Spirit say that. And you don't know what it means, you'll say, I hope you know what this means, because this. But if you know this word, know what we're studying, you can really be a big help. Really, anyone have any questions? Four means to rule. 20 means holy. If one is accepted, which these obviously are, because they are wearing white raiment, which signifies righteousness. These men represent four more than just 24 elders. We know that. They stand for all of God's holy, righteous, ruling elders, who are even now ministering around his throne, even now. At the same time, John saw four beasts that represent the apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastor teachers. But that's another thing right there that we're not going to talk about that, but that's what he saw over in Revelation. So now we're on 30. We're going to stop in 5 minutes. We're on 30 because we're going to pray. The next number is 30. 3 times 10 means acceptable, conform. Or if one is conformed to this world, unacceptable, conform. But conform, nevertheless, Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 2. God uses of this number is Jesus' age. He began his ministry in the 30s. In the Old Testament, a Levite had to be 30 years old before he could become a priest or serve in the tabernacle. And in our, we must be conformed to his image. Joseph is another minister who was 30 before he took office. Genesis 41, verse 46. Until then, the word of the Lord tried him. If he failed God's test and conformed to the wishes of Potiphar's wife, the story would have ended in an entirely different manner. Because, you know, he was in jail. He went through a whole lot, Joseph did. But he was tried. He was being tried. That's why we have to trust the process. This means we're going through a process. And you have to trust that process. So, but until he was of age, he couldn't serve God, but he was being tried. And when Potiphar's wife tried to get him to go to bed with her, he wouldn't. He still had to go to jail, but that's okay. He passed the test. David was another one who was 30 before he was promoted. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 40 years. 2 Samuel chapter 5 and 4. And while we're discussing David, notice the length of his reign, 40 years. 40 years. But we're not going to go any further. We're going to get ready to pray. So does anyone have any questions about dreams and visions? Because numbers are a great part of it. It's a whole lot of more. It's a lot of more stuff, like north, south, east, and west, and colors. Different colors mean different things in dreams and visions. And when you see different animals, birds, fish, insects, dogs, cats, you know, a lot of different things. A lot of different names, different names, and if you was in a crash, you know, different things like that. We want to, you need to know what this means in a dream. And if you study enough, especially with numbers and animals and location, different kind of animals and colors, buildings and things like that, it'll really be helpful in interpreting dreams and even the past, the present, the future. You need to know what that means in a dream, because sometimes you be dreaming stuff, you say, it's not where I live now, it's where I used to live. That's in the past. So all of those mean something from, you know, old and new, things like that. In interpreting what room in the house and stuff like that, because I know my husband was telling me some dreams he dreamed, and he was a little boy. You know, stuff like that. You need to know what that means. So we're going to start back on Tuesday with this study of dreams and visions and the prophetic. And if you think of anything, and I know you're going to start dreaming even the more, because, like I said, we studied it, and God wants to teach you. He wants to teach you because he's the teacher. So if you don't have any comments or questions, we're going to get ready to for our prayer request. Anyone have prayer requests tonight? Prayer request.
Okay.
Anyone?
Any family? I would like prayer also for the Dixon family, the McLean family, just the families that are going through the COVID. I would also like prayer for those ones that are hospitalized.
Mm-hmm.
And for me especially, for pain as well. I'm on pain medication, and it don't seem like it's working. So I just ask special prayer for that.
Okay.
That's it.
Anyone else?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'd like to give a prayer to my family, Martin's family, my wife, my granny, granddaddy, my auntie,
mm-hmm.
my children,
okay.
my siblings, to everyone that's going through what they're going through right now. I'd like to extend my hand and and just cover them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, cover them in your blood. Look out for the ones that is not able right now and going through hardship. Continue to bless them. Look over them, cover them in your name, Lord. And I like to give a special prayer to our pastor Saul Lewis and his family. And his And I wanna pray over this broadcast right here.
Okay. Man. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay.
Apostle?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I would like special prayer for the Sattler family, the Martin family, the Cunningham family, and also a special prayer for my son, Terrence Jr.
Okay.
Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. All righty. I don't have time for music tonight. We just gonna go and talk to God tonight. We don't have to have music. I don't need music to pray. You know, I thank and praise God for an opportunity tonight to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come tonight confessing our sins and repenting, asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we come giving you praise and glory tonight. We come magnifying your name on tonight, Lord. We just thank you for another day that we've never seen before. Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory. We just thank you, Lord, how you watched over us all night long last night and early this morning, God. You woke us up, Lord, and touched us, Lord, and gave us our mind to pray, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, gave us a sound mind, Lord, with all the activities of our limbs, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come, Lord, and we know it's so much going on in the world today, Lord, but we in this world, but we not of this world, Lord. We just come thanking and praising you, Lord. We just give you glory. We thank you for giving us a good, happy heart, Lord. We know that you in control of everything. We don't care what's going on the news. We don't care what's going on in the White House or no kind of house. We know, God, that you in control of everything. And we just give you praise today. And we give you glory today, Lord. We just magnify and lift your name up today, God. We just thank you for just life itself, Lord. How you watched over us, Lord. How you all day long, as we drove up and down the highways and the byways, that we went in the grocery stores and in wherever we wanted to go, God, and you covered us, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, and you encamped your angels, Father, all around about us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just give you praise on tonight, and we give you glory tonight, Lord. We just thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. You right now, Lord, to cover each one of them, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp angels, God, all in the houses, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to anoint each house, in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, God. We give you praise, Lord, and we give you glory on tonight. We ask you right now, Father, to bless the Sattler family on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless them, Lord. Bless them, the prophet of Terrence Sattler, Senior, Lord, and bless prophetess on tonight, Sattler, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you on tonight
to bless Terrence Jr. And the Terrence number three in the name of Jesus and all the grandchildren in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless his wife. Bless Nene on tonight. Bless Talia on tonight. Devontae, keep each one of them covered under the blood of Jesus. Bless the Cunningham family in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to look down and have mercy and send your blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then, Father God, I ask you tonight to bless the Martin family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless granny and bless granddaddy and bless children and bless the sisters and brothers, all of the siblings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to cover them tonight in the shed blood of Jesus. I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to keep, I keep wanting to say minister. That's why I keep stopping. Minister Martin and Prophetess Martin, huh? In the name of Jesus, I got to call it like it. I hear it, huh? In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to keep them all covered in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all through the house, all through the house. Cover the children in the name of Jesus. Cover the cars that they drive in the name of Jesus. Cover them at work and at home, in the grocery store, at the church house, wherever they're at, Lord. I'm asking you to cover today in the name of Jesus. Then, Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to bless Pastor Saul Lewis, bless his wife, in the name of Jesus, bless his children, bless his family, in the name of Jesus, cover in the blood of Jesus. I'm asking you to send your healing power to heal his mother, in the name of Jesus. Heal her, Father. Touch her right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I bind every witch, every wizard, every warlock that's trying to come against him. Right now, I plead the blood, I plead the blood, I plead the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I bind them right now, I cast them out, and I command them to go, in the name of Jesus, then, Lord, I bless them, I ask you right now, to cover the McKinney family, and cover the Dixon family, and cover the McClain family, in the name of Jesus, cover them right now, God. Cover them right now, God. Cover right now, God. Bless Lil John and Jordan and John Quishay and Journey and Jermaine tonight. Cover right now, God. Big John, Lord. Cover right now. Cover the cars and the trucks. Keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them right now, God. Cover the siblings. Cover the children, Lord. In the name of Jesus, nieces and nephews, sisters and brothers, cover right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know where they are. You know what they're doing. I don't care where they are, Lord. I don't care what they're doing. Keep the blood cover on them, Lord. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to cover every one of them under the sound of my voice. Cover the families and cover the children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to send your anointing to every house, in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Dispatch your angels right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to cover Brother Harold on today, in the name of Jesus, cover his parents, cover his family, in the blood of Jesus. I'm asking you to cover Prophetess Gigi on tonight, in the name of Jesus, cover her children, cover her family right now, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you to cover Prophetess Lisa right now, God. You know where she are. You know what you need. I'm asking you on tonight to touch it right now. Touch it right now, Lord. Send your angels. Send your anointing in the name of you, Lord, and thank you for your word, Lord, and I thank you for the anointing tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you on tonight to touch those that are sick, touch those that are shedding, touch those with hand disease. Jesus was with them for 32 lashes for every disease. I bind the spirit of infirmity. I bind you now, and I cast you out. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I command this virus to die in the name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no authority. You have no power. You have no authority in the name of Jesus. Die now in the name of Jesus. COVID-19 in the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord for healing tonight. We thank the Lord for healing tonight. We thank the right now, Lord, for healing tonight. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, to go behind the prison walls, go in the penal institutions, go in the hospitals, go to the nursing homes, cover each one of them. Let them know that you're right there. Send your angels, Lord, to war against them, to war against your people, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory tonight, and we give you praise on tonight. We magnify you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. Hallelujah. I pray for Apostle Deans and his children and grandchildren and his great-grand. Keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus, all of his siblings. Bless them, Lord. And you know what they stand in need of on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Booby on tonight. I pray for now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus for what you're doing right now. In her life, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless her, Lord, and bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory on tonight, Lord. And I thank you for filling me up. I thank you right now for filling me up. I thank you for strength. I thank you right now, God, for the strength. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. In the name of Jesus, oh, I thank you. I bless your name. I thank you and I bless your name, Lord. I thank you and I bless your name. In the name of Jesus, keep us all covered under your blood, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I give you praise on tonight, Lord. We just reverence you, Lord. We bow down before you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless everyone. Under the sound of my voice, Lord, we pray for the president. And we pray for everyone to have rule over us, authority over us, God. And we pray for our enemies. We ask you to forgive them for what they said and done against us. And bless them right now with the blessing that they stand in need of on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you right now, somebody need a blessing, a miracle. I just heard God say it. Somebody need a miracle. They need a blessing right now, God. And I ask you to send finances from the north and south and the east and the west. In the name of Jesus, miracles coming your way. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, somebody needs you right now, Lord. I'm praying for you right now. In the name of Jesus, somebody needs you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, somebody needs you right now. Need this miracle, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send it to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, all you got to do is lift your hand up. Your miracle, your blessing is just that close. Reach your hand up in the air and pull it on down in the name of Jesus. God said it in the name of Jesus. I give you praise tonight and I give you glory tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, I bless your name tonight, God. I bless your name tonight. I hear God say truth about sowing too into your ministry. So whoever you, you know, whoever you're sitting under, Don't forget to sow into your ministry, tithes to your ministry. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, going to bless you. He going to heal you. In the name, he going to deliver you. He going to set you free. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And some of y'all sitting down on the Lord, y'all better start doing what God called you to do. Just because it's some virus out here, God don't care. You still got to witness. You still got to do what God called you to do. You still got that calling on your life. Do what God called you to do. Don't stop. Don't stop. God needs you to do what you're supposed to do because you got people waiting for you. Don't get discouraged. Be encouraged. Do what God says. He's going to bless you even the more. Father, we just give you praise on tonight. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God on tonight. We thank God for, I thank God for each one of you all up under the sound of my voice. And I thank God for everyone that's on this line tonight. It's more than I thought would be on here. So I just thank and praise God for whoever he's seen. I thank God on tonight. I thank God tonight. And I heard a whole lot of more than I said. But you all stay encouraged. God said you need encouraging. And somebody got a bill that they trying to pay. Somebody do. And God going to do it for you. He's going to do it for you. You got to believe it and have faith and trust in him. And watch when he do it. Watch when he do it. You need a miracle. Somebody need a miracle on tonight. And God going to do it. So God bless you all. I don't want to hold you any longer. I thank God we just on here for 1 hour. You know, I could go on praying for 3 hours like I do every day. But I thank God for you, and you. So we're going to get ready to get off. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you now, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen. Does anyone have a word for anybody on this line before we get off? Amen. You all have a blessed night.
I just want to say thank you for the lesson tonight.
Praise God. Well, you're welcome. Thank the Lord. It wasn't me. Well, you're welcome. And you're welcome on here anytime. God bless your heart. God bless you. Amen. You all have a blessed night. And we'll see you right back here Sunday, 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, at the same number. God bless you all on this radio broadcast. God bless you. Have a good night.
Amen.